Hey, this is episode 5 of The Sam Baker Show. Welcome. I'm excited that you're here. And today we're going to be talking about how to price your products before you go into launching them out into the public. A very important topic that can make or break a product early on. All right, let's get started. So it has to be one of the worst feelings you can feel as someone launching products online. You've worked for the last few months really hard on this particular product. You want to launch it. You know it's a great product. You've put and invested a huge amount of time into the creation of this product. Then, you know, the product finally goes live. You're lacking sleep. You just want to get it out there. And then after about an hour, you realize that people are not buying this product and it's not as good as you thought it would be. People aren't buying as much of this product as you thought it would have. Even barely anyone is buying at all. And then you think to yourself, what am I going to do now? Unfortunately, this is a reality that faces many different people. And it's one of the worst feelings that you can feel when going through and launching your product to the marketplace. Everyone goes through it at some point. But sometimes it can be prevented, and the solution is much more easy than we might think. Often it's a problem to do with the price. It's not that the product wasn't valuable. It's not that people don't perceive the value in the product or that the sales copy is bad. Sometimes it's just that the price isn't right. So if you want to avoid feeling that feeling, or at least have the best chance of avoiding that feeling, like I have many times in the past, today what I want to talk about is how we can choose the right price for our product and how to ensure that that price is going to be the correct price every single time. Now, I want to bring this up because, I was actually just thinking the other day about the first launch that I did in online marketing, and it was a number of years ago. And when I say first launch, I mean first actual launch, like not just putting out a product online and then seeing if anyone's interested. This was actually notifying people, getting affiliates lined up, getting everyone behind it. And I was actually at the time doing this with a person I was working with. And I remember I actually went to the hospital. We were working so hard to get this product out. I literally, one time I collapsed on the street. And I never recommend doing this, by the way, but my mum took me to the hospital, and then they gave me a checkup and they just said that it was just simply exhaustion and that I needed to go back and rest. But we had a deadline. It's something that we really wanted to do, and we were going to succeed no matter what happened. And we were so convinced that we were going to succeed that we worked so hard on our product. We knew it was going to be the best product out there. And then going up into launch, there was really two things that we missed out on. First was we didn't really put much effort into our sales copy design. We put a lot of effort into the sales copy, but the sales page design didn't look good. It didn't look like a product that was priced, the way we wanted it priced. And what happened is within the first hour, we had about 5,000 visitors hit the page, and we were making next to nothing. We were looking at our statistics. We were thinking, oh no, everyone is going to be so upset at us. All these affiliates are going to be so upset. And we ended up having to close down the launch after about 2 days because it simply was not working. And we were slightly embarrassed about our first attempt at actually launching a product, which, I mean, it's your first attempt. You shouldn't be embarrassed at all. It's just that we had been so convinced that we would be successful with this launch that we had not looked at some of the details that we really should have going into it. Then, after going through the process of recreating that product, we launched a second time, and the product itself generated over $100,000. It was the same product, but the price was right, and we had laid it out correctly and professionally. So here's 5 things that you should look at when you're pricing your product that'll help you to avoid that pain and that discomfort that comes with the unfortunate circumstance when you do get it wrong when you're launching a product. First, how good is your product? Now, I know we've probably all gone through this. I myself have, looking at a product that I've worked on for the last few months really hard, and then thinking, wow, I want to charge this amount of money. This product is definitely worth this much, without thinking logically about the decision that a buyer or visitor of the page is actually making when they go to purchase your product. It's not that you determine how high the price is. They determine how much they're willing to pay for your product. So regardless of all of the hours you've done, the nights you've stayed up, they don't mind, you know, the visitor doesn't necessarily care about any of that. They're looking at from their perspective, what is the benefit of me getting access to this product? And they're also thinking, probably more importantly, are there any alternatives out there that would allow me to get this product at a lower cost? I know that for me, whenever I walk into a store, whenever I go online to shop, if I see something that I know is available somewhere else, I will usually search for alternatives. I'll usually go and I'll search my phone, I will search online, and I'll see, is there an alternative to this which will allow me to save some money? Because no one likes to get a bad deal. Everyone wants to get a good deal or feel like they're not, you know, missing out on or overpaying for something. So regardless of whether it's a software or a training product about affiliate marketing or online marketing, sales funnels, whatever it is, you know, people want to make sure that they're getting the best price they possibly could. And if someone sees another creator who has a very similar positioned product that's out there, or a product that kind of looks the same, kind of would be okay for a lower cost, and if that's a particular, you know, that product is popular, maybe people will look at your product and think, well, I could just buy this. Or, you know, they won't think of it the way that you want them to think of it, which is, hey, look how valuable my product is. They'll think about, hey, well, you know, this doesn't have everything, but it has what I need to know. And they'll do that because they don't want to pay the higher amount. So it's usually, you know, honestly, how good is your product versus the competition? Do you have anything packed into this product that is above and beyond your competition that the people that are going to your page would think, I have to have that? And sometimes it's as easy as having like one extra feature, like one really interesting or captivating feature that can get people excited about your product. You know, we did this one time where we had a product. The unfortunate circumstance, this happens sometimes. We were going into a product launch and we were working so hard, and it's, you know, online is competitive. There's a lot of competition out there. So someone else decided to launch their product like a few days ahead of us intentionally so they could launch theirs first. And we had about 3 weeks before we were launching, and then we found that this was happening. We found out that this had happened. First of all, we wanted to, you know, go and attack that person in Skype because there was someone that I actually did know, and say, hey, this is unfair. How could you do this to us? You know, you knew we were launching this product. You knew this was the case. And it's never the best thing to do something like that. Instead, what we did, instead of actually going to them or talking to them at all, what we actually did is we looked at our product and we thought, okay, we know what they're launching. We know they're launching something very similar to us. We know they're bringing out a product and they're looking to send out emails about it and basically launch this product onto the internet that is very similar around the same time. So what can we add to our product right now, quickly, that would be out of the box, that would make it more captivating for people who are looking to purchase? And we had a brilliant idea of something that we could add, we could create really quickly. And we were able to add that into the software and our sales were not affected. We actually outsold the competition, even though they launched before us, because the fact is we had a couple of things that really made us stand out that we'd added in after we found out that this was the situation, that this had happened. And often, you know, something that really stands out, whether it's in a book, for example, you know, one of the best ways of doing this with training products is thinking of, hey, what other opportunities are there for someone to download this product and make money with it? So if we're selling a sales funnels product and we see that someone else is selling a sales funnels product, maybe we can add in a added bonus into this, which is a webinar with us, a webinar with me, or maybe I can, you know, if you're in the circumstance where this happens, maybe you could add in a different selling point, which could be, hey, do funnel consulting for other businesses or other experts out there and get paid a percentage for doing it. And this is a way that I make money. So it's an easy add-on that you can do and add in to add value. Also, the second point that I'd like to bring up now, yes, we've just covered number one. How much is your audience willing to pay? If your audience is not willing to pay more, or if you're in a space where you know, like Udemy, for example, where there are limits in terms of how much you can really charge someone, then you've got to look at how much is my audience really willing to pay. Also, this comes down to your perception and how people perceive you. If you have a long-term relationship with your subscriber list or people online that have been seeing you for a long period of time, then they will be aware of how much you usually charge for products if you've done this in the past. If you haven't done it in the past, then it's okay. You're starting from a clean slate. However, if you have sold products in the past and you've sold them for a lower amount, you will need to make some adjustments to what you're doing with your brand and really get your audience ready for you charging a higher amount. And that might come in the way of a campaign that's a bit longer than usual and adds more value to your audience and really has something special in the marketing that would make them want to pay a higher price. It also means that you're going to have to reposition yourself as well. If you've previously been selling products for a lower amount, this is quite self-explanatory. It's the same with anything. You're going to have to reposition yourself in order to sell at that higher amount. But that does come into it. Also, if you're priced out of the market, you're pricing yourself out of the market because there are lower competitors that are selling for cheaper, kind of going back to point one, then your audience isn't going to be willing to pay that much because of the reason. So I'm trying to find the words. Now, step number three, the number three way or question you should be asking before you go into a launch is there a money or strong value angle attached to your product you've made clear within the sales copy? If you're trying to establish a price with someone that someone is willing to pay, you're going to need to consider how good your angle is within the sales copy. And that comes down to how attractive is your marketing message? Is there a money angle or a strong angle? What I mean by money angle is in the online marketing space, for example, if you're in the expert space, money sells. Being able to say, hey, this is a product that will allow you to be able to create higher converting sales funnels, which means that you're going to make more money. That's important. And you compare that to how to create a WordPress website. You know, there's no money angle there, so it's not as attractive. If you added how to create a WordPress website that makes money, sell it when you sell it to clients, maybe that's more of an appropriate money angle that might work. So you've got to take that into consideration. How strong is your angle, and is there a really good end result that can be brought about by this particular angle that you're taking as well? Is there a positive end result? Are people able to get into it emotionally, rather than seeing a product selling? You want to make sure there's some sort of hook or reason that they should purchase this. All right, go to number four. So number four is, how good does your product or software look? If your product or software does not look that good, it's quite obvious that people will not be able to or willing to pay the high amount that you're trying to charge for it. Okay? Better looking products usually will allow you to make more money. And lower or products that look cheaper will usually be sold for less. So take that in consideration. How does your product look? How does your sales copy look? How does your marketing material, all of that look as well? You need to take that into consideration. And you can also ask people for feedback at this stage as well. I've done this in the past where I've actually asked someone, hey, from this, what you see of it, the product, the sales copy, how much do you think you'd be willing to pay for this particular product? And I'll ask a few people this question, honestly, how much would you be willing to pay? And if you find that people are saying an amount that's lower than what you're trying to charge, then you might need to review what you're doing and consult a designer to see if you can increase the value, or at least the displayed value, the perceived value of the website and the product that you have. You want to make sure that you can increase that as much as possible. And that's one of the reasons why we pay a significant amount to designers, UI designers in our business, is because we want to make sure that our products look good. Because if a product looks good, it's really easy to sell. Even if the information isn't that good inside of the product, if the product looks great, people will still buy it. And that's the thing, like some of the products that get launched today onto the internet, they're often not the products that you know, necessarily do the most for people. Usually their simple products do one thing, but look really, really good while they do it. And that's what usually converts, that's what sells, and that's what you should be aiming to achieve. If you want to, you know, sell at a higher amount, then you want to make sure your product looks like that. However, if you are selling and you're comfortable selling a product at a lower amount, maybe you're just getting started and you don't want to fork out any money for a designer, you want to create this website yourself, nothing wrong with that either. Just be aware that it can affect your conversions and it can affect the amount of money people are willing to pay. But these other things that I've been going through, that comes into consideration as well. So, you know, you might have an amazing product. You might have a huge amount of proof in the marketplace. You might have a great reputation in the marketplace. And those things can trump, how bad your website might look because you have so much proof everywhere else. So these things all should be considered, but they're not necessarily hard and fast rules that you must follow. But they do definitely come into play. If you're someone that's known in the marketplace, you have a great reputation, you have a big subscriber list of people that want to buy from you, obviously, you know, people will buy from you regardless. However, if you can make your website look better, your sales copy look better, your products look better, then, you know, maybe you'll get more sales out of that. It's highly likely that you would make more sales out of that and build a stronger relationship, an even stronger relationship with the people that you have within your subscriber list, because they'll feel like they're getting more value when they actually access that product and they go through the experience of, opening this new thing that looks great and trying out all the different, features that it has, or going through the different videos and really enjoying being in that environment of learning within a website that just looks great. It really does help for customers being able to have a good looking website, especially if you're charging a higher amount. If you're charging less, then people get what they pay for and they expect, they're not expecting, to be wowed when they log in. Now, finally, what I wanted to go into is the final point, when you're looking at the price and how you're going to price your product when you're selling online, whether it's a digital product, a software, even a service, how closely does your marketing material match your product or software? And I mention this, it is important, because a while back, we had this whole movement come through, I believe it was on ClickBank, and I witnessed it, definitely wasn't involved in it, but I saw it happening a lot, and I think a lot of people probably saw this happening, is that blind copy became really big. Blind copy, if you don't know what blind copy is, blind copy is basically the art form. You could call it the art form, but it really isn't the art form, but it is definitely an art in itself, of basically creating a sales page with sales copy that has a sales angle that's a really good angle. And it sells the product without actually saying what's inside of the product. So if you can imagine this, it's an emotional sell. You're going down and, are you experiencing these issues? Are you experiencing this in your business? Are you experiencing this? Do you have, these feelings that you get on a daily basis because you don't feel like you have this thing? And then, would you like to solve these problems? Would you like to get this? Would you like to get this? Would you like to get this? Well, we've developed this product that's going to solve all those things for you. So it says, like, it's basically a sell on emotion. Identifying what a person might be feeling, delivering a message that says, hey, we're going to solve that for you, but not actually revealing how how the product is going to solve that for the person. And these sales pages, they popped up for a while and people were buying a lot from them because, you know, the sales copy was really good. It was well written. And people would buy simply from emotion, being like, well, I am feeling these things. You know, this person that's on this sales page looks like an honest person. And, I'll go ahead and buy this. It's going to help me do all these things. They'd purchase. And then on the other side, the product itself would be something that was, it didn't give them those emotions that they got on the sales page. That's for sure. They might have been feeling emotions like excitement, intrigue, and disappointment. Excitement and intrigue on the sales page, and then they got to the actual product and then they felt disappointment and emotions of just being ripped off and genuinely bad feelings as a result of that, a fear of missing out and losing that money that they had just spent on this product that clearly wasn't going to deliver on what the claims were on the sales page. Your marketing message should line up with your product. If you want to be able to sell and have customers that want to continue to buy from you at whatever price point, you've got to make sure that when you're selling on the front end, when you're selling with the sales page, that or a landing page or on your website, whatever it is, that when people buy off you, they have the same experience as they had on the sales page, or at least something similar, some consistency when they actually access the product, so they feel like they're getting value in what they're getting. This also comes down to if you are selling a product that does have a good membership area, don't be afraid to show that on the sales page, because it can help to increase someone's perception of value within that product. That's one of the reasons why we'll often, in our marketing material, actually add physical books. We want to give the person the impression, the feeling that they're actually going to be receiving a physical book. Obviously, they're not going to be receiving a physical book. We make sure it's clear that it's a digital product, but the visual images and the feelings that are brought around with opening up a new physical book are there because we have that image and that imagery on the page itself. So when people go inside, they then go and they get this book. We've communicated what's inside of the book. We've communicated what it looks like, but it's accessed through a digital form. So you want to make sure that you kind of are consistent with what you're showing, and that you make sure that on the marketing material, your membership that you have is actually laid out as it is inside of the members area, but it's laid out in a way that makes it look good. Ideally, you do that. Cool. So finally, to finish this off, I wanted to talk about a story that we recently had, and hopefully this gives you some inspiration if you find yourself in this type of situation where you have priced your product wrong. You've launched it, because one of the worst things you can do is actually price your product a piece of advice. You can always increase your product's value, but it's very difficult to decrease the product's value once you actually launch it. For example, if you go and you start selling your product for $37 and it's not converting, it's not selling, and you lower it to $17, if you've already got, you know, 10 people that have purchased, 15 people that have purchased, it's actually very difficult to do that because you have to refund those people. So ideally what you do is, if you are a little hesitant and you're not sure if, you know, everything's lining up for you in terms of what price you want to charge, then I'd recommend lowering the price, because you can always increase it after testing. As you test, you can always increase it. You can be there as the product goes live and see people going and purchasing it, and then make a decision to increase it or keep as it is based on the sales that are coming through. But you can't suddenly lower the product price so easily. We had a situation earlier where someone that I know and that was going through a product launch, they had worked on this product for years, like about 2 to 3 years. Imagine going through and working on a software product for 3 years, going through into a launch, and then having a situation where you've charged way too much, and it's very clear within the first couple of hours that this product is not selling. Great product, not selling because it's, you know, it's charging people too much. The customers are not willing to pay that much for the various reasons that I've gone through. And then having to figure out, hey, what do we do now? We've had 50 people who have joined paying almost, I think it was from memory, agreeing to pay $297 per year, $497 per year for whatever period of time, 50 people. And what are we going to do? Because it's not working. And they made the decision within that day, after talking with people, they made the decision to decrease the price. And what they did is, you can imagine that they had a decision to make there. They decided that they were going to lower the price, and they actually sent out, first of all, they upgraded everyone who had purchased to all of the other upgrades throughout the sales funnel of their launch. They also offered to refund or give a coupon to the people that already purchased. They lowered the price. They were not doing so well at the beginning. They had about $25,000 that had come in, but it was very, very slow within that first day, and it was looking like it would just die out, and maybe the product itself would make, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 max, but it was a product that really deserved to make more. So what they did is they went ahead and they went through the process of then fixing up the sales copy, cutting up the product a little bit, lowering the price, making it a one-off cost on the front end, and then making it a monthly cost on the back end, an OTO1 upgrade, an upgrade one, in their sales funnel. And then they notified everyone, let them know that they had made these changes, let them know the situation, said that they had made a mistake, owned up, and they lowered the price to, I believe from memory, it was $197 one off. And then everything started to happen. They ended up generating over $500,000 from that launch. It was a big success after looking like such a failure. And they ended up generating what they wanted out of the launch. Maybe not as much as they had hoped it could generate, but definitely it wasn't bad. So, you know, that's the thing. When something happens like this, and it will happen, it happens to everyone. It's happened to me. It's happened to probably everyone I know who's launched a product online at some point in their life. When you're in that position, you've really got to think, what am I going to do here? Am I going to go and hide? Am I going to, get back and try and work this out and work until I can't work any longer and sort this out? And it can be really difficult because if you've, gone through sleepless nights, you've gone through all the stress of getting something ready to go and launch it online, because it's not easy. It's not an easy process to take. People say it's easy, but it's not. It's not an easy process. Even if you just take the stress component of it, is this going to work well? There's so much riding on this. I need to do this. The pressures that we put on ourselves sometimes, it's not an easy thing to do. So hopefully this story gives you some inspiration that if it does happen to you, or when you do have something go wrong, when you have a product going out, work through it, push through it, and you can resolve the issues. There's, when it comes to price, it can be resolved. Hopefully you've taken into account what I've talked about here and you'll be able to prevent those issues from happening. But if it does happen to you, then it can be resolved. Cool. So that's my thoughts today on how you can calculate your price and how you can launch at the right price to make sure that you're pricing your products better. And hopefully it's given you some information about how you can do that, and also filled you in on some of the different methods we use when identifying what price we're going to charge for our products. We go through this process every single time. We ask ourselves these five questions every single time we go into a launch. And thankfully, the last few we've done really well on. We haven't had an issue for a long time that has been based around what price or charging the wrong amount. So hopefully this gives you some good resources you can go on. All right, so that brings us to the end of this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Sam Becker, and hopefully you're following us on YouTube, youtube.com/SamBecker. And if you haven't already, go and check out igloo.com, one of our softwares for building sales funnels. And if you do have a launch, you have a product that you're launching, Igloo app is the ideal tool to help you to launch that product. So thank you for listening. I'm Sam Becker. I'll talk to you soon. See you later.